From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Colombia is under a state of public calamity after mudslides killed nearly 200 people and injured hundreds more. Rescuers are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through the southwestern town of Moca overnight Friday. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared the state of public calamity. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that has left a large part of the region without electrical power or running water. Iraqi State Television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike in al-Anbar province near the Syrian border. Reports Saturday said Ayyid al-Jumaili and several other regional Islamic State commanders were killed on a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in far western Iraq. The report did not say when the attack occurred and offered no other details. Paraguayan President Horacio Cartes is apologizing to the family of a young opposition party leader killed by police during a raid at the Liberal Party's youth branch.
Expresa su total apoyo.
Cartes says any act that leads to the death of a young person is unjustifiable and significant calamity. I offer my sincere condolences to the family of Rodrigo Quintana, and I assure that these acts will not go unpunished. Cartes fired the country's interior minister and top police official on Saturday following the killing of the young opposition party leader. Cartes says he had accepted the resignations after clashes sparked by a secret Senate vote for a constitutional amendment to allow presidential re-election. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.